Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plot like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast app. Apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Dance number six, we had Maisie and Gawks.
Yep.
Doing a tango.
A tango.
I mean, look,
I really like her.
I'm one of those people who, for me, that sort of voice is just like hearing like angelic bells. I think it's not Angelica Bell.
No, make that clear.
But the, I have almost no notes on this because it's.
You're enchanted by her Eliza Doolittle. I mean, Eliza Doolittle, isn't it, really?
It is,
when things are this good,
there's nothing really, you know, to comment on other than, you know, yeah, you know, I think you're right that, you know, as you said, she is probably too good at this stage and that will possibly cost her as it goes on.
Do you know what? She is brilliant. All I could think about, this is what threw me in week one as well. So, I, by the way, I'm really growing to like her this week. She is just delightful. I'm reminding myself, again, it's one of those things where you forget really quickly. She's 19. She's a tiny
Mental.
Child and she's just so confident and talented. But I think she must be, because of the hair, is she playing Patsy Palmer's on-screen daughter?
Excuse me.
cough. Clear.
Yes, I believe she is. And so, she's called Tiffany Butcher.
Because obviously
Patsy Palmer's
character would... No, she'd name the child Tiffany because Martine McCutcheon was Tiffany.
Right.
She died as a tribute to a dead friend. That aside, so I'm not sure Maisie is a natural ginger because... Well, I know they're all tanning because... There's something weird about the combination of, so ginger hair, traditionally fair skin, you know, I'm a Scot, I've got sort of almost that. The ginger hair and not the fair complexion, she to me it always looks like she hasn't washed her face.
She does
look
like a...
dark, they're all dark tanned, but with red hair, hang on, that's all, that doesn't quite work. Like with Diane's red hair, it's clearly, you know, synthetic, so it all works. But there's something about... Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have spoiled the illusion. That's terrible of me.
But I thought she was related to the Little Mermaid. This is heartbreaking.
And the kind of olive skin. It's like, hang on, that's dark. What are you? What's that? That's confusing.
I love the fact that Maisie has done so well that you are reduced to questioning whether or not she's lying.
I think she might have had to diet for the part, is all I'm saying. I shouldn't be thinking about that. I should be thinking about the dancing. as tangos go, I mean, she looked brilliant as well. I loved that kind of
corpse bride sort of
figure hugging black lace thing, and the staccato in her movements when it's needed. It's
amazing.
So hard in tango. She just made it look like she was born to do it. There was an amazing step which I became obsessed by and watched back where. They sort of did a leg extension together, facing each other, and then just halfway through it just kind of did it in slow-mo for a half beat and then sped up again, which the control required to do that in the middle of this Fast and Furious. Oh, my God. She was incredible.
Yeah.
And the bent posture, the extremely sort of lent back V shape, she just looked gorgeous.
She did.
And I
think one of the things that is a surprise and I think is different from everyone else is she is not a tiny, willowy little creature that is flung around. She has got a lot of power behind what she's doing.
Yeah, she's strong.
I think that's going to be fascinating as it goes on.
But she has
control
over herself, which is
real
really
control.
Impressive.
real control. Yeah. They are beginning to judge her on an entirely different level to everybody
else.
Yeah,
because they have anyone, to.
Yeah, I mean, she got an 8, a 9, and an 8 for 25. But, I mean, you know, really, I think had she had a bad first week and then come out with this, you know,
They would have gone into paroxysms of joy, wouldn't they?
There would have been at least 2 9s, possibly 3.
Yeah.
Maybe Motsy would have got carried away and given a 10 at the end. I mean, she's a knockout. I think she's really, really watchable.
Very much.
Of the other people who have been good have been really good but boring.
Yes, I know what you mean. But she has got some a of lot the others, of personality. Yeah.
Or they've been really good, but when they're talking, you know, afterwards, you've sort of gone, God, there's, you know, nothing going on behind those eyes.
It's like listening to like a footballer going, well, I put my foot out and the ball
exactly
went in the net. I was really happy with
you
that.
Know, well, I just want to thank Ali Ash. You know, I mean, honestly,
boring.
I know I mean this. I really do. You know, she's great. She's just sitting there going, didn't have any of this in it. I wanted to know that. That's my speciality.
The samba fists. Yeah.
No, you know, she was good news.
She's charming. I'm now, even though I still, I mean, she's 19. That's why she's so happy, because she's got a whole life ahead of her. Her body all works. She's not got any aches and pains. She's grand. I'm 45 and I'm like, how is she? Oh, she's 19. Of course, that's how she's so brilliant. So yeah, an 8, a 9 and an 8. But that's in the bank, very happy week 2 score. Then we come on to, oh, bless, they'd already given up before they started, hadn't they? Jackie and Anton with their samba, or as he would say, their samba.
Samba.
And in the training room, they had a visit from Ed Balls.
I mean, we knew it was going to happen and everything, but I just think, you know, again, in today's climate, I think having another politician come in to say they're your friend is just doubles the amount of people who are going,
it's not
bloody
good,
politicians.
I know. Even the Anton factor didn't help her this time, sadly.
No. And look, it all started going wrong by the choice of song, which was Help Yourself by Tom Jones. a song I find very funny, but which also has very strong connotations of Steve Coogan's Tony Farina.
It really does.
And what it did was, it just, because of the nature of what they looked like, they dressed her really badly, by the way, Jackie,
they did.
In that very dated 80s. What it looked like to me was, it looked like two divorcees on a cruise ship.
I was about to say the same thing.
And she was wearing cruise fashion, 10 years out of date, even on the cruise.
It was unkind to her otherwise. She's in pretty physically good nick.
Yeah,
and it was
completely.
Sort of didn't
it made
play
her look dated
and
old.
Yeah, exactly.
And It just felt like the last night of a cruise.
She looked a bit
upholstered. There are two divorcees.
There was a bit of a sofa thing going on there. He was dragging
all
of
it was awful.
Around. Yeah.
You know, she looked sort of slightly. I mean, Craig said he described it as limping about, lost at a party, drunk.
I know.
And
very
what
cool.
It had about it was, it had a slight sort of whiff of Perno and you know, Asti Spumanti,
and misogyny,
and just, you know, as if they were going to have, you know, that magical moment where they finally get to have this dance and it goes so well that all the other cruise passengers, you know, stop farting and eating pate and just sort of applaud them, and he whisks her off to her tiny hotel and they have noisy sex that bangs her head against the backboard of this tiny cabin, and all of it was sort of absurd and a bit grotesque and a bit Abigail's Party.
And then there
the
was
whole
no,
thing.
It really wasn't. There was that incredible admission. Again, they keep the Canes last week. The admission of the least time she spends on the dance floor, the better. Just literally halfway through the dance, like whacking her on a swing and hoisting her into the air.
I know.
So, just kick your legs about for 5 minutes.
And
it'll
the
be fun.
Fan work. When they brought in the CGI of the fountains flowing as well.
God.
It looked like a sort of, like it was a really good tongue-in-cheek advert for the menopause drug they've just come up with. And it was just, it was horrible. This sort
it wasn't
of,
good.
The sexual reawakening of Jackie Smith, you know, it just, the whole thing was so, it just played into your hands of going that, you know, age is in some way absurd and clumsy and clumpy.
There were just better ways to showcase her, I think.
100%.
And obviously at some point she was going to have to do a Latin. But I think he's usually better at that, at understanding strengths and weaknesses of your partner's physicality and kind of just giving them, I don't know, moves that suit them that don't make them feel foolish. I think she did a really good job in pushing past the fact that she felt like a bit of a prat. And she talked about, I'm going to try and have fun, but it's hard to have fun when you feel conspicuously in this like tight silver dress, kind of not quite managing to keep up the footwork.
She didn't really make any mistakes. The reality is she was hamstrung.
Her timing wasn't great, yeah.
You know, she was hamstrung by a weird choice of song for dignity, terrible dress. Anton not helping.
I don't think
you
he
know
did.
With the choreography. And I think that was a real shame. They might as well have done the fucking Birdie song.
Honestly, it was a bit, you know, sort of, you know.
You can't get over how absurd the whole thing is. And I think, you know, she really suffered that. She got marks of 2, 5, and 5.
Very poor, yes.
Very poor. She looked very shocked by the two.
Yeah, to be honest, the two was fair. But that, I don't think it was down to her, really. She didn't look like she could keep up. She didn't look comfortable at all. And then to compound things, and I love Ed Balls. I admit, at points I've had crushes on Ed Balls. That's who I am. They brought him back in with Claudia to basically build her up, I guess. And he was really trying his hardest. That was terrific and fantastic. And Anton was saying that was terrific. It plainly wasn't terrific. It was really, really wobbly and ropey and awful. And without a crowd there to kind of go, yay, go on, like you're giving it your best thing, it does expose the sort of awkwardness of it not going very well.
Yeah, I feel for her. She probably knew going in, you know, well, you know, I'm not going to be
forever.
In there for the long haul.
Yeah.
But again, it just felt like a sort of, it's terrible to go out with a dance that you just, you know, I'm sure as this process went on, she must have had misgivings about this dance.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the stuff of nightmares, Julia. Imagine you go on Strictly Come Dancing, you get Anton and you're like, well, this could be interesting.
Yeah.
And he's like, right, stick this on. We're going to put on a song that I think is hilarious.
Oh, no.
I mean, oh, good
Please
God. This has
God,
gone terribly badly
no.
wrong.
Anyway, we know what happens next. Following those two, I just thought that everything about this was beautiful. The styling, the colour palette of their costumes, his shaping. It was Harvey and Jeanette doing their Viennese waltz. And he just looked so in charge of himself and so grown up.
Didn't
like he really
didn't he? He had a slight look of like someone in 1915 in a small Hertfordshire village who was just about to be handed a load of white feathers. He had a slight look. Or someone who'd been denied going to Flanders because of a illicit relationship with another boy at the boarding school.
Oh, yes,
there was
possibly.
Something. I mean, it did look great. They were great. Now, Craig really hit this for me because he said it had hard edges, but wow. And
yes.
I do think what this didn't have was a sense of tenderness. There was no,
he was
smolder.
Very professional and very disciplined, and his body shape was good, but maybe all of his thoughts were in that.
Yeah,
you know?
they were whipping about and it looked sensational.
It did.
But it was hard. It had a hard edge and it lacked a little bit of heart.
I think there's something a bit uncomfortable though about, and I think I'd say this with an age gap reversal, with Jeanette. I mean, she's not old, but Jeanette's sort of maternal towards him, and he's so terribly, I mean, he looks young even if he's not the youngest in the competition. He's so young. It would look odd, I think, if they were gazing into each other's eyes. I'd start to go,
I agree.
In a way that it wouldn't say if Nicola and Katty did, which we'll come on to in a minute. Like, if they were doing something romantic, I think I'd sort of buy it. But
you
he's
slightly
like
get
a
that
little
with,
boy.
Yeah, like with Johannes and Caroline, you know, I think their dance on this one was a great one about sort of smouldering, and there's sort of, I don't know. I mean, what that is to some degree is going to be chemistry, isn't it? And I think, you know,
that's the word I should have. Yeah, no, I don't sense
there is something
that
a little bit.
Them.
Yeah,
and I'm sure. Want them to be, I don't think.
I'm sure this isn't the dance that they want to make smouldering. I'm sure when they come to do some of their beautiful ballroom stuff, it will be tender and moving and wonderful.
Yeah.
But I did just feel like I thought this was technically very good. It was like they were very pleased with themselves, that they were demonstrating, but it didn't feel like they were, if you like, living reality
like
of that dance between
dance.
The two of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, you can't, it's really, really hard to knock him. You've got a 7, an 8 and a 9 24.
They're normally slightly more in a core than that. But
yeah, and I think, you know, that dance really could have got any score above that.
Yeah, for sure.
There was nothing would have been wrong with going, 3 9s. I mean, it was really top class.
Yeah.
But I suppose what it lacked for me was that sense of, and here is the dramatic bit within
the emotional
within,
bit
within
the, kind of,
within the excellence,
the connection. And again, you know, that might come, it might not, but it's I think technically he's...
One of you flash a bit of bum.
I see you wanted to see a bit of bum. Why didn't you say so?
And next... a tender is part of a human.
So next dance, this is on a similar, in terms of the visuals and the romance, on a similar sort of flavor. It was Ranveer and Giovanni's Quick Step. which I really, really enjoyed. Obviously, they went quite saccharine with the backdrop. There were sunflowers. She was holding a sunflower. Yep. The costumes were very sort of English country garden. It was really beautiful. I think she suffered a bit towards the end. She started off looking really sort of in-hold confident.
Yeah.
And it became a bit splashy towards the end. But the storytelling was great. She's really surprising
lovely,
me. She's got this kind of real performance ability that, again, a political editor, I wouldn't have thought would have that deep within her. And she said something really sweet in the debrief with Claudia about, I think I found a bit of me that's been not there for a long time. And I kind of caught myself a bit and thought, oh, you're going to be one of those, aren't you? That's so lovely. That's so magic.
Yeah, I mean, it was lovely to see that she's not after week one, a one-week wonder. I thought she was compounding upon that, showing a different side. Yeah. I thought, again, she just made something very, very complex look very sort of light and airy. Yeah. And that is, again, a lot of the heavy lifting done. If you can pull that off,
you've really done it.
I found this really enjoyable. I found it lovely. It wasn't spectacular.
No.
It wasn't set out to be spectacular.
It was delightful.
Yeah, and I thought she really, really nailed it. You're absolutely right about that. I think she's one of those people that, again, if you'd have drawn her in a strictly sort of, what do you do? Well, that thing you do at work. I don't work with people.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
You
and
pick
I can't
a name
a
out of the hat.
Either. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not Tombola, Julia, but everyone else is shouting at the podcast right now.
Come on, shout
right
the
now,
word. We'll leave again.
There we are. So they do the, you speak here. And if you'd have got round me, you'd have been like, oh, God, you know, I want to have a chance. Yeah, sweepstake. There you go.
God, I know you've done it later.
Wonderful.
Have got all the tension out of them now. I was getting really quite tense.
If you'd have got Rabbit, you know, you would have been like disappointing. And by this week, you'd be like, that is a good dark horse runner and rider.
For sure.
She is, you know, she got a 6 from Craig, which I thought was really
tough.
A little
bit stingy, yeah.
A 6, a 7 and an 8 for 21. It was just lovely. It was just, I mean, this is the sort of dance that, because it's been so long since we've been able to access, for example, Strictly Series 3.
Yes.
I imagine this is of a quality that would be better than the final dance in Strictly Series 3.
I reckon
it was. It was lovely. I really enjoyed it. And I'm really warming to her. I think, you know, she's really good. Again, as you say, as a political editor of GMTV, I did look at it and sort of think, you know, you've gone down, you know, you've had Susanna Reid, you've had Charlotte Hawkins, you know, you can go down that list and sort of go, oh, have we got now the political editor, Ranveer, you know, well, we'll take her.
Yeah.
And it hasn't worked out like that at all.
They took her quite cannily because she clearly has a lot of, you know, in the auditions, or however they do this, she must have shown this potential. And I think there's something lovely about being the kind of, you know, she's a mum and she's a full-time, you know, top-flight journalist. And she's finding a different side to herself. And that's sort of amazing. And
it didn't
seem forced. It seemed like she's naturally opening up like a lovely flower. And that's why I watch Strictly. That's what keeps me hooked. Not people just being
brilliant
all the time. It's people finding
My wife said
talent.
She seems like the only one we've seen so far who is a big fan of this show.
Oh, yes.
And has, you know, and has come on knowing what's expected, knowing how hard it's going to be and wanting to do really well.
Yeah.
And again, that just warms you
to her. And Clara, I think, definitely, they've sort of got that. They understand what they're there for. It's really sweet, actually, with Clara. Well, we haven't done Clara yet, have we? Have we?
We've done Clara.
I really like how they, Claudia keeps asking her, you've had so much report from so many people, haven't you? And she's clearly saying, tell us some of the famous people who've been wishing you luck. And she won't do it. She's like, oh yeah, everyone, my family's just been really nice. She's never brash enough to say,
do you know Adele?
Well, Elton John.
Has Adele watched this show? Is Adele watching now? Oh my God.
Zoom for you. Just, I thought that was really sweet. So next we move on to Nicola and Katia, who controversially, doing a couple's choice this early in the series, I really liked them. I was watching It Takes Two last week, and that woman from The Chase, the brilliant redheaded quiz lady who's brilliant, Jenny, she was saying that, and I agree with her, to do the couple's choice this early in the series is a bit of a cheat. It should be something you kind of get to do as a reward for staying in for a certain amount of time, where you get to then have a choice. That's the whole point. It should be like a little carrot to keep you going, rather than something you just decide to do in week two. And I think, I obviously, you know, I'm sure it's pretty obvious to me that the idea that these two would do something a bit street dancey and asexual is a way of trying to have your cake and eat it, trying not to scare people off too early with them being perhaps more doing a romantic dance where they're in hold and partnering and being perhaps more like a couple.
Yeah.
It just feels like they're being a bit, I mean, it's only week two, but they are being a bit, we're mates, aren't we, mate? Oh, look at us, mate. We're saying mating, mate.
I know.
And they desexualize Katia when she gets a bit
very,
too sexy.
Very much.
She's so sexy.
And I hope
she gets a chance to be sexy with Nicola, because that would truly
completely.
Mean that we're now just seeing two people dancing, it doesn't matter, and they could be a couple.
Completely.
It's fine.
I think Katia is still unsure how to behave with Nicola on television. And I imagine she's probably been given conflicting advice by various people involved in the show.
I think there's nervousness behind the cameras that they're probably worried about. We really don't want to just all out tell the grannies.
Katia is ramping up her laddiness, really.
Yeah.
And it's all sort of slapping on the back and slapping your thigh and, you know, going, oh, ha, ha, ha.
I think that was week one. There's a little bit less of that this week.
There was a bit of it this week.
The style is still very...
Now, I love this. I actually loved
it. It was a brilliant dance. The flags I could have done without, but apart from that...
Yeah, and there's a bit of the JJ Chalmers of Nicola Adams saying, this is so personal to me, this is about my life, this is about my struggle. And it's very difficult to kind of go, oh, I hated it. I really did like it.
And she went to Haringey Boxing Club and talked about how she came down north and she learned
from
to box
Leeds.
There and
from Leeds. I liked it that she choked up talking about
you
know, the men at a boxing gym, something you don't imagine that happens very often, where people get so I'm so emotional I can't talk about, you know, Puncher Stan and, you know, Jimmy Bottlenose
Crusher.
Or whatever it is. No Teeth McGee. I really like Nicola Adams. I like this. She seemed genuinely to find it an emotional dance to do.
Yeah.
I thought she did this pretty well, really good. I really did enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's the type of dance that I happily watch. I don't think she's going to be great. I think she's going to struggle. And as you say, I found it so sort of desexualizing. I don't want Nicola Adams to be sexualized, but what I do want it to be is that we stop having this thing of going, it's a same-sex partnership, and
which
so
means they're just
that's
genderless.
All that matters.
Yeah, effectively. Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they sort of go, well, due to COVID, we are going to have a plexiglass between Nicola and Katia.
Just those two, though, because it spreads between women very easily.
It does, yeah. And there must be no rubbing on the plexiglass in any way.
One foot on the floor at all times, yeah.
Yeah. I as you say, I mean, that's the thing for me, is that I just feel like there's a hope that we can get further down and then they'll have to tackle the big the elephant in the room,
I think,
which is giving the same rights to people of one sexuality as the others.
Completely.
You know, and I just,
dances that are romantic need to be romantic.
Exactly.
I'm imagining they're putting off the Roomba till the last possible moment because they're terrified of sexy between women. That would be terrifying.
I'm sure they have worked out where they think Nicola Adams will go out, because after that point will be all the possibly sexy dances.
I know.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they're sort of like, you know, next week they're doing the hokey
genuinely
cokey, you know?
I worry that might be the case. I think that Craig did make a good point about so she synced, Nicola synced brilliantly with Katia, which is very, again, something we shouldn't just go, oh yeah, well, she managed to stay. That's really a professional dancer and someone who doesn't dance. She stayed perfectly in sync with her, which is incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
That her movements are still very much into the ground, sort of earth, earth-based, very sort of downward force, which is the boxing thing, and which is going to count against her if she has to do anything light and bouncy, which she'll have to do lots of that.
It is going
to be her limit, I think. But I hope not.
Yeah.
And I hope not too soon.
It's like she has double the gravity of everybody else.
Yeah,
that there's twice as much gravity on
her stance,
and she's worked really hard to be able to move like a normal person. But the double gravity is always going to slightly hold her down.
I
really liked this, and I thought it was a sweet dance, and I thought it was brilliantly done.
It was really cute.
I thought the choreography, with the exceptions of the flags,
which was
a little bit 2012.
Didn't need that.
I know that is part of her story.
Exactly.
You know. I thought it was sort of... I thought it was beautiful in places.
Yes,
and I really, really liked it. And I think, you know, a lot of that is obviously down to Katia and her choreography.
Yeah.
But I thought this was really good. I wanted Nicola Adams to do a lovely dance because I really like Nicola Adams.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, she's got this one. But I think what it does show is it shows that, you know, I think there is going to be quite quickly a ceiling.
I agree.
That she's going to find it difficult to get
She got a great
through.
Score. She got 3.8s for it. I think they obviously want to encourage her. But yes, yeah. They're already making early noises about, well, the thing is, you are kind of planted on the ground, aren't you?
Yeah.
And most dancers do not require that in any shape or form.
They give her a good week, you know, with the 3/8 in the same way that, you know, you give the dog, you know, a bit of roast beef, you give him a nice roast beef dinner.
Liken her to a dog,
the trip
please.
To the vet.
Yeah. You know? You know what I'd really love to see her do? A kind of, because the power, and this, I think this, a dance would suit her, a really kind of powerhouse paso doble with Katia going full feminine, skirty, heels, the works, and Nicola just doing something really, I don't know, using her centre of gravity to kind of, because she, in a way that JJ could not muster this week at all, she could do a convincing, like, propelled passo
and playing up so cool with Nicola watch. Sort of playing
and
up to that
would
idea
choreograph that. Oh, chef's kiss, beautiful.
Yeah, and you know, Nicola playing up to the idea of being the sort of, you know, the immovable, impenetrable, you know, male figure, if you like, traditionally in that dance.
Yeah,
Katya trying to woo her with all her feminine wiles. I mean, that will give heart attacks to the people in the BBC.
And there are dances I think Nicola will struggle with. I'd love to see her do like a Charleston as well, because she can sync, she can do side by side, and she would be awesome at that too. I'm just worried we won't get to see her do everything she can do, and I really hope we do. I'm going to vote for Bill every week till my phone comes out of the wall. But I think I'm going to extra vote for Nicola and Katia, because I just think they've got a lot of cool stuff that they could do, you know, and they might not get the chance if we don't keep them in.
We talked to when they first announced this about how important it was, and it's horrible to see something that is really important being ever so slightly blanded out.
Yeah, they can't let that happen.
No, what they could do is they could celebrate rather than sort of go, oh, you know, let's try and get through this.
I hope the early signs that Katia has just been either told to or is pushing the choreography to a kind of matey androgyny is just one thing they're trying and not it. Because she's just the best choreographer to give this partner to. But she talked a lot about how what we can do is so limitless. We can flip, we can do me leading, you leading, the possibility to render us. If the endless possibilities mean they're just going to do the same kind of chummy, matey, knees up every week, I'm going to be a bit disappointed, because their potential is huge.
Completely, completely. And, you know, we wouldn't be talking about a male and a female dancing couple who refused to do anything, you know, remotely saucy.
I hope they're not being pushed that way. And if they are, I hope Katia, like, secretly teaches her a sexy routine and doesn't tell the top brass, and then they just unleash it live on TV. Like, they do a different one at the dress rehearsal, and then they do, like, a complete dry-humping wonder on Saturday night.
The emails of fury sent to the Daily Mail break their system. They're down for 9 years. Wonderful. What a vision of the future.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to. Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great apps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway,
The penultimate little dance.
Yeah, that's something a bit more polite.
Yep, Caroline and Johannes in a paso doble. They looked incredible.
She moved with him, didn't she? Sometimes in a passo where it definitely is him in charge. I mean, obviously all the dancers are male leads, but where he's in charge, the woman, inexperienced, sort of celebrity female, can look a little bit like a rag doll, which sort of works, but actually is a bit like, oh no, she can't really keep up. She moved with him in such an impressive way.
She really did. And I think, you know, the way that she actually looked, and I'm talking about their sort of difference in, he is very young, very slender. She is sort of more sort of bosomy, and she had the matriarch thing going on. It made me feel like this was an opera I was watching.
Yeah.
He is the young matador come to woo her daughter. She is almost like, well, you know, let's see what you've got. You know, they're squaring
up. Nice reading. I like that story.
And I really, really enjoyed seeing the two of them together. They did it very well, where he didn't have to sort of go, whoa, look, Caroline Quentin, whoa.
No.
And he didn't have to go, I mean, she's disgusting. And what they did was they absolutely hit the nail on the head, which is going, this alluring woman.
Yeah.
And that's all it needed.
She
didn't need
anything
perfectly. More than that. She did it beautifully. So they gave them scores of 3 7s she got for 21. I thought it was... I was surprised not to see a couple of 8s in there, I must admit.
I think Craig's point about her being polite, because she's terrified of doing it wrong, literally of putting her foot out of place, and she's so perfectionist and precise that given another couple of weeks, I think she'll have more confidence in her abilities and she'll be less of like... determined to just not miss a beat. And when Craig called her performance polite, and obviously in a passo you've kind of got to go it's a real fuck you dance, isn't it? You've got to absolutely like, you've lost your temper and you're going to slap this guy around the face and give him what for. And because she's so desperate to be brilliant, she kind of can't quite go for it. And Shirley said to her as well, go for it, darling. And you know, they're trying to get her to just lean back on her talent a bit and let the dance happen.
I really thought that she was doing a sort of like portrayal of coyness and of sort of, you know, a lady of my years, fanning herself. And I thought it was just, it had a very different feel from any of the other dances that we saw that night. And I thought it was a great change of pace.
Yeah.
And she brings such intense dignity to the proceedings that I find, you know, I could watch her. I'm looking forward to seeing where she goes with this.
Me too.
Because I think she has got an absolute classic, which is going to come within the next 4 weeks.
I agree.
And I think it will just be knockout. I can't wait to see her blubbing her face off. She's going to absolutely soak that studio in tears.
I think
Wonderful.
So. I think she's kind of, it was a very fiery dance. I think she holds back a little bit on the fire because of, you know, the need to be perfect. But I think her confidence is going to build. You can see when she comes off stage, there's little, you know, videos they post the next day on the Twitter account. Maybe it was last night, actually, which is just, you know, the little debrief. They come through the glittery doors with their dance partner kind of out of breath still and going, oh, God, what did you think? And she, normally they're like, oh, yes, or, oh, God, that was, you know, but there's usually a kind of, and she was just very quiet. And Johannes was kind of saying, babe, you're amazing, you're amazing. She was like, are you sure? Are you sure? She was so unsure that she'd even pulled it off. And her confidence needs to grow because she needs to understand how good she is. I hope when
Completely.
She watches it back, she understands she really has got this and it's time to start giving it some. Yeah,
and it's worth saying, I mean, he seems like the star professional of this series.
Oh, God, it's the dream.
Every time you see him, the you know, the screen is just lit up. You know, and he's dancing at a level I don't think he's danced at before. He seems to have really been hitting his stride.
I agree.
And, wonderful, wonderful man.
So glad they had the idea to put those two together, because I think they are a brilliant partnership. My two favourite
Very
couples
much.
Now, without a doubt, are Bill and Oti and Caroline and Johannes. I just love watching them.
I 100% concur with that. It's always very disappointing when we don't have very strident, differing opinions so we can
so
yell
annoying.
At each other. But I mean, it, just clearly, those two head and shoulders above the rest.
Completely.
They're absolutely delightful. And then our final dance, we had Jason and Aluba.
In Dayglow orange outfits.
Yeah, it had a sort of holiday rep vibe, didn't it? The whole thing.
Oh, yes, it did.
You know, we'll show you guys how we dance around here, and then you can also. And we're going to show Magaluf dancing like they've never seen Are You Ready?
They did look beautiful. I mean, if any two people could make those rather... you know, bright and, I don't say garish outfits look great. It's those two. They are an incredibly good-looking couple, these two.
Yeah, and they look the business.
Completely.
When they're doing the business, it's not quite the business
it's just,
for me.
Yeah, I know there's something missing, isn't there? I think she's
really
dynamite.
Is.
And the more I watch her, the more I'm liking her.
I've written down, look, it's physically everything is right, but it just lacks something indefinable.
I just
that's
wrote,
as close as I could get to it.
He has a superb coat stand.
Yeah.
This routine was great for, you know, showcasing her, making him do strength work, so he's supporting her. There was the pot stirrer, was that them at the end of their routine and stuff? There's a lot of him sort of showcasing and framing her, doing some more sort of gymnastic stuff, which is clever choreography in week two. But then suddenly there was one moment where he just suddenly kicked his leg kind of over her head. And it did look pretty professional and pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I think he presents himself so well. She's so likeable, but I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do enough to stand out before he inevitably
for
is.
For me, he's a classic sportsman.
Missed mid-table, yeah.
A sportsman, strictly dancer. And what I mean about that is he has this... Because sportsmen work so hard in their teens, they miss out on having the fun
they
that everybody else
parties,
has in their late teens and
20s. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they've seen the fun. They've seen other people having the fun. And they go, I could probably replicate.
You're saying
that.
He's mimicking the fun without really feeling it.
Physically, they can do it, but then they've had to learn it from scratch. And it's just there's something slightly not there.
I know what you mean.
There's a sense of going, I am replicating something I have seen rather than this is it. And I'm in the moment and I am doing this. That it seems a little bit like they're very, very good at physically copying, but they can't emotionally copy.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
It was... The dance itself didn't really set me alight. I think they look splendid together, and he can move around the floor with her, keep up with her. But yes, there's a significant spark of personality or feeling, storytelling that's missing, and which I think he'll be shown up more during perhaps the more emotional dances, where he needs to really give it himself, and maybe, like you said, maybe he doesn't have that capacity to do that in dance.
And the judges were very, very positive about this. They had nothing sort of but good things to say. One of those unusual things where you get the last dance on the show.
Yeah.
Normally they'll have slightly sort of tweaked it, and I'm surprised it wasn't, you know, Harvey or Jeanette, although I think they went last week. The judges were very positive. The scores did not reflect.
No, they didn't.
The positivity.
It was a Halloween special, 666.
It was, yes. Gosh, yeah. I'm surprised that nobody jumped on that.
That's
why you should be in charge of this.
Thank you very much.
But
I agree.
18 marks. I thought the scores were fair. It was a very 6 across the board dance for me.
Yeah, but, I think so too. I think he's going to suffer from just because he's not known enough in this country. Well, I mean, certainly with dance fans and Saturday Night TV fans, that he's either got to... I mean, he came out sort of making his mark in week one. This week, in terms of the Claudia interviews and stuff afterwards, and they obviously they showed him a message from his mum and stuff in America. They're going really heavy with the, and we mentioned your daughter last week, let's mention her again. Again, which is a production decision I don't agree with and nobody's fault, really. They're not really finding a hook with him. And the more he's on camera being asked about, you know, show us your feelings, tell us something emotional, he gets more and more American sort of plastic TV host, where he's giving less and less away this week, certainly. He either really loosen up and stop being so, hi, I'm an American on television, or he's going to lose the room, I think, sadly.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. But I certainly think, you know, when you mentioned that about your family thing, I mean, he would sort of... There is a part of he's giving a lot to this show. He's giving his time, he's giving his effort, he's giving his energy. Yeah. He's on primetime BBC One. That I think it's a bit cheeky to sort of go, and now also cry.
Kind of is, isn't it? It's like, I don't think
like
he was told that was going to be part of the deal, or I don't think he imagined British television would be, you know.
And they've never really done it before.
No.
It's just this lockdown mawkishness sort of thing.
I wish they'd listen to us and just understand that it hasn't worked. And then what we want is cheeky and warm and funny and canned laughter. Like, screw it. If you need to pump that stuff in, do it. I don't care.
100%. Why? I mean, why are you not sitting Ryland in the front row and having a guest celeb who's absolutely one of the things, and you have Ryland come on and do a little chat with Claudia, whatever.
Tom
you
Allen,
know, just
those
to
guys. Are,
keep the showbiz and the entertainment in here. And let's take out the, gosh, it's sad, isn't it? You know, here's Harvey's nan, you know.
Yeah.
You can rest easy, Harvey. She's still alive. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just...
They might as well get like Captain Tom's of like waddling around the dance floor between dances, just to remind us of goodness and purity of heart and old people and sad things and
just
triumph over adversity. It's like, okay, we get it.
You know, Maisie, I mean, your family, you know, you live with them. So we're going to show you this quick video of these kittens getting sick.
Oh, God.
How did you feel about the sick kittens?
Well, has anyone
really
seen
me.
Watership
Good.
Down?
Good.
We thought we'd show clips from that when the rabbits get ill and their eyes start bleeding.
Well, I mean, after all of that, at the top of the leaderboard with the judges' scores, etc., and combining and everything, we had Maisie, Harvey, and then Nicola, surprisingly.
I know.
She was a surprise number three there.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the bottom of the leaderboard were Jason, Jamie, and then Jackie. And, of course, following the show, Jackie was gone.
Starts off with Jamie, which is predictable. And again, obviously, that enraged him beyond words, like the idea that he'd have to fight for his place and show he's entitled to being, God damn it. the only hope, and this is warped, I realise, but, you know, we take our pleasure where we can get it at the moment. The only hope I have of enjoying his continued existence on Strictly is if he's in the dance-off every week, and it just completely messes with his self-image. Like, he's so sure he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. If he's constantly not getting the
vote. Why aren't the British public doing what I want?
Exactly. You know? Karen's not falling in love with him. I'm imagining none of the other women on set are either. And now the British public don't seem to be behind him either. That is going to slowly melt his tiny brain. And I will watch that like an ant under a magnifying glass. I'll watch that if I have to, but I won't take him on any other
terms. You say
that
now, but you know this within 6 months, he'll be like Lawrence Fox. It was a show, oddly, I didn't hugely enjoy this week. I don't know what that was.
I think there was a slight bad taste left by the briefing running so late and then it going straight into Strictly. And,
what a terrible support act. Grim. What a terrible warm-up, man.
We were not fluffed Boris Johnson in any
and
sense
Chris Whitty
by Boris
coming
Johnson.
Out. No. You know, here's some graphs about potential deaths. Yeah. Anyway, over to you, Tess. It's the most fabulous show. Oh, God, everyone's crying. Why are they crying?
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing I did notice, I think this year, I think this could be a very female heavy show.
Yes, I think you're right.
I know Jackie was unanimously booted off, but I think, you know, the next all the people who I think will go fairly soon are, you know, Jimmy Biscuits. We've got
the mid-table
Jason.
Boys.
Jason will struggle. If Max George doesn't pull his finger out, I think he could be a surprise casualty. There's always some surprise casualties.
Yeah, you're
in this
right.
Show.
Actually, there's usually an early departer who you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, and I think the only bloke who I would actually sort of, you know, back to be going through, even if it wasn't the final, I don't really want to hear this, but it's Bill.
Bill, I think, Bill all the way. You know, I think Bill is going to be a stay. I really hope he is. So we want to influence people's votes. So I really would like Nicola to stay in for a long time because that they need to prove that this isn't just a token thing and that they can have
force
two women doing interesting and dances that a male and a female would do together. And obviously Bill and Oti, because if they are taken away from me, well, I might stop watching. I might throw myself off a bridge. I haven't decided yet. It might get that bad. So I need those two contestants, Nicola and Bill. I mean, I want to see Clara as well. In fact, I slightly fear for her because you can be really good and sort of mid-table, sort of lower mid, and not get the vote. So we must vote for Clara, we must vote for Nicola, and we must vote for Bill.
Yeah, I am going to back Maisie, and I know she's incredible and she does really well, and that doesn't help you win. I think I would like to see her win. I'd like to see her nail it every week, top of the leaderboard the entire time, and then win. And I know as a journey it's not exceptional, but I just think I get to see those great dances, and
true.
I love.
I wouldn't want the show without her. That's true, and I shouldn't take those brilliant dances for granted. If I had to lose one of the, you know, there's always two really good ones. It's Harvey and Maisie this series. If I had to lose one of them in an unexpected early crash out, I'm fine with Harvey going, because I would because she does bring this impeccable talent, skill. She's already too good. I shouldn't take her for granted because it's nice to
my,
watch
my
her
dream
dance
of that
by
actually
that
would
good.
Be that Jeanette goes out with Harvey 1 week, and then Gorka injures himself, and they have to team up Jeanette with Maisie.
Oh, hello.
And I think that would be that is the two people I like most on each
Mark,
team.
I think your catchphrase needs to come back. Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. And then Nicola Adams and Katya, etc., 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 all one big group, a band. last series of Strictly, fun while it lasted.
What a way to go.
What a way to go. And talking of what a way to go, it's time for us to go. We'll see you next week.
We will.
I'm going to have a chat with you during the week, Julia, about whether or not I have a diary clash. This is very much something for off air.
Do you know what? I can cheat on you with my husband without feeling guilty. He'd happily step in for you.
He is also, I like it when they do that, when the dancers, you know, someone's got a bad leg and they bring in you know, a different dancer. You go, I didn't think he was going to be on this series.
Who's
going to
fit your costume?
Everyone fits my costume. It's bigger than what they normally have. So all we're going to say before then is, look, by the time you hear this, you will be approaching a lockdown. You may be listening to it during lockdown. We wish you all the very, very best. It can be a hard time for people, can't it?
Yeah, really,
and
crappy.
Certainly from, you know, some of the podcasts we've been doing recently, people have been saying thanks so much for, you know, just giving us a little bit of time off. That is what Strictly does.
Definitely.
And I hope we do the same.
Yeah,
you know
for sure. And I'm going to be over on Twitter a bit more because I haven't been doing much on the Twitter lately. But the Curse of Strictly Twitter account, I will be there chatting away like a confused old woman while I do my knitting. So if you want to come and have opinions, come and have them at me. And we might even put you on the podcast next week. I don't know. We might read some out or something. We should do that, shouldn't we?
That's nice. Yeah.
But it's nice to chat to each other about this. Yes, it's going to get us all through this. I have a feeling it will. If they do a little bit less of the sad children and dead rabbits thing. There were no dead rabbits, but there might as well have been, frankly, as far as I... Yeah.
I've brought a sack of dead rabbits, and I will be dancing the quick step. So until next time, keep listening, following, subscribing. You can get on the Twitter and, hey, do you know what? I'm going to end on a really sincere note. Keep looking after yourself.
Huh?
You're beautiful.
Love you,
we love you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com. All of television history is contained within the Box of Delights.
It was happening in front of us.
Incredible.
In our living rooms. It was amazing.
Guests pick their favourite television moment
and tell us why they love it.
And is this the episode where Daisy's just been for the interview at the Woman's Magazine?
Flaps.
That's it, Flaps.
Yeah.
Named one of Radio Times' best podcasts of the year.
I don't understand people who don't see the joy in drawing the curtains, mug of hot chocolate and something nice on TV. Like, what could be nicer than that?
Than having a snuggle.
Exactly.
Nostalgia in bite-sized chunks.
Box of Delights
from Great Big Owl.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.